Carbondale's Jess Job, a volunteer with the annual Alternative Gift Fair, says the December 3rd event supports many of the groups who enhance Southern Illinois.
Friends of the Cache River, Free Again, Friends of the Shawnee National Forest, the Women's Center, Marion Medical Mission.
This year, the Alternative Gift Fair will be held on Sunday, December 3rd, starting at 2 p.m.
As people enter the Civic Center, they're greeted by live holiday music from musicians from the Carbondale Unitarian Fellowship. So that puts people in a festive mood right away. We have a silent auction, and then all of the organizations are ready for shoppers. The organizations themselves tell me that this is one of their favorite events. It's an opportunity for them to connect with other organizations and form relationships and see people that they don't see all the time. And so even if for some agencies it's not their biggest fundraiser, it might be one of their favorite ones.
Mike Beard, director of the Greater Jefferson County Chamber of Commerce, says before you click online,
try one more time here in town, and then go in and talk to the people, and you might even be able to negotiate the best price ever on that little widget that you've been looking everywhere for, and it's right here under your nose.
And Beard says when you shop locally, you are literally helping your neighbor.
Not only take care of their own families, but to contribute to church, their charity of choice, employ more people.
And Mount Vernon's local initiative is called Keep the Cheer Here. From November the 25th through December 2nd, it's Small Business Week. And Beard says there will be a lot of activity.
We decided to have Small Business Week starting on November the 25th, Small Business Saturday, and extending that out to the following Saturday, December the 2nd. Where our community is having our Christmas parade.
The National Retail Federation predicts this year the average holiday shopper will spend $967. I'm Kevin Boucher.